Democrats have joined forces with a senior citizens group in trying to bypass Governor Paula Page by issuing a voter-approved housing bond that right now is stalled at the governor's office. Fred Bever has our story.
In November, voters authorized the issuance of a $15 million bond to help build affordable housing for Maine's senior citizens. Backers say there are some 9,000 Mainers over 55 years old who need it, but Governor LePage has yet to act. Now, Democrats say if LePage doesn't float the bond, they will find a way around him to get it done.
This bond isn't going to solve all of our problems, but not to do it is a failure of leadership and stands in the way of what 69% of voters said they wanted to have happen.
House Speaker Mark Eaves, a Berwick Democrat, spoke to reporters at a statehouse press conference alongside representatives of AARP and many of the group's members. Eaves says issuing the bond is a no-brainer. The need is so high, he says, while interest rates are so low. And he says that in a previous dispute over conservation bonds for the Land for Maine's Future program, LePage showed his willingness to go against voters' wishes. So to try to keep that from happening again, Eaves has introduced a bill that would direct the $15 million housing bond to be issued with or without the governor's approval.
It is going around the governor, and I want to be clear about that. It is an extraordinary, unusual move, but because of the history of the Land for Maine's Future bonds, because of the dire need of those on the wait list right now, because it is a statewide need, we feel it is only our responsibility.
LePage has criticized the housing bond from several angles. Last year, he said it would hurt the state's credit rating. More recently, at a town hall event in Bath, he said the private sector should handle senior housing investment, while public funds would be better used to provide services such as telemedicine facilities. And in response to the Democrats' bypass effort, LePage's spokeswoman, Adrian Bennett, says the governor wants to see a detailed plan from the legislature about how to spend the funds before he'd be willing to float the bond.
We need a plan. We're simply not going to, or the governor is simply not going to put out the money without having a plan in place. And for Speaker Eaves to say, release the bonds today, release the bonds tomorrow, where is the plan?
Despite longstanding enmity between Eaves and LePage that includes a pending civil suit, Bennett insists there's nothing personal in the governor's position on the housing bond. House Republicans are supporting LePage. House Republican leader Ken Fredette of Newport says that under state law, the governor has years to release a voter-approved bond. So, he asks, what's the rush?
The bond was just passed 5 months ago. Bonds have a shelf life of 5 years. Maine State Housing Authority hasn't even yet developed any rules on this.
The measure passed the House on a largely partisan vote of 80-63. It could face a tougher reception in the Republican-controlled Senate. For MPBN News, I'm Fred Bever.